Chapter 4. Going Home. Slowly, Rip began to lose his fear. He even tasted the drink. He was very thirsty and drank more and more. Soon, he grew tired and fell into a deep sleep. On waking, Rip found himself where he had first met the stranger. It was a bright, sunny morning. "Surely," thought Rip, "I have not slept here all night." He recalled the events before he had fallen asleep. "Oh, that evil drink," thought Rip. "What can I tell Mrs. Van Winkle?" Rip looked around for Wolf, but his dog had disappeared. He whistled after him and shouted his name, but all in vain. What was to be done? Rip felt hungry. He was sad about his dog and scared of his wife, but his hunger made up his mind. He shook his head and began to walk home. As he approached the village, Rip met a number of people, but none whom he knew. Their dress, too, was of a different fashion. They all stared at him and stroked their chins. Rip found himself stroking his chin, too. His beard had grown a foot longer. He entered the village. Strange children ran around. The dogs barked at him. The whole village was changed. It was larger. There were rows of houses that he had never seen before. Strange names were over the doors, and strange faces at the windows. Everything was strange.